SunCity Alvin Chow begs China's president for mercy from prison cell. Alvin Chow, the founder and former CEO of the disgraced casino junket company SunCity Group, remains in a Macau prison after being found guilty of money laundering, illegal gambling, and other crimes. He's serving an 18-year sentence, but recently wrote a letter to China's president, Xi Jinping, in an attempt to find leniency. Straight to the top. In the letter, which he shared publicly but addressed to China's leader, Chow expresses his perspective on his recent legal challenges. The letter outlines the transformation of SunCity Group from a profit-oriented VIP hall operator to a company focused on professional management, corporate mission, brand values, and social responsibility. Chow acknowledges the change in the company's values, emphasizing the protection of guest interests, industry development, and local talent, emphasizing that the company's success came with the support and assistance of both Macau and mainland China. He details the company's 14-year journey and his personal work routine, addressing the recent legal issues that led to his arrest in November 2021. He highlights the lack of evidence linking him to triad crimes and internet gambling, stressing the legal and transparent employment of the company's staff. Concerning allegations of betting under the table, Chow asserts that he has never discussed or engaged in organizing accounts, lending money, or handling funds related to such activities. He contends that this aspect represents a minimal fraction of the company's cash flow. Chow denies any connection to illegal activities in Southeast Asia, particularly in light of mainland China's crackdown on offshore gambling. He questions the severity of the sentences, totaling 121 years for the company, and contrasts SunCity's long-standing operation with the sudden legal repercussions. The letter appeals to President Xi Jinping, expressing Chow's admiration for the leader and seeking a fair and normal verdict for the innocent families involved. Chow pledged loyalty to the country, emphasizing unity with the people and a shared destiny. The letter concludes with a plea for understanding and highlights the responsibility Chow feels in addressing the situation. Conspirators lose latest round in court. In November 2021, Macau's Kowloon prison became the temporary home for Chow and four companions, as they found themselves detained under a peculiar law that surpassed the typical two-year legal threshold for temporary incarceration. Those four other individuals recently initiated habeas corpus petitions with Macau's Court of Final Appeal, but it didn't go well. These petitions aimed to challenge the legality of their ongoing detention. However, the recent verdict from the Court of Appeal, announced on Thursday, dismissed these applications, although it is worth noting that Chow was not among the listed petitioners. Seemingly, Chow's affiliation with the defendants led two out of the three judges on the case to determine their involvement in triad activities. Consequently, this ruling resulted in the rejection of the writ of habeas corpus. Moreover, as an additional consequence, the judges decided to add an extra 3 years to their sentences.